coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, I can't think of a better way to kind of round this entire week out than with Austin Brower. Folks, teamhealthmasters.com, here to talk about, well, pretty much anything he wants to. The news of the week, the news of just the news, the current events, your health, my health, and some of the great stuff he's got, by the way, at teamhealthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't gone there, do so right now, teamhealthmasters.com. There's a link in the program description box at HagmanPI.com for Team Health Masters, and use promo code HR5 throughout this weekend. All right, but take advantage of that. 5% off items that are not already on sale or not tremendously marked down for. Well, you'll see it. You'll see it. But it's HR5 as a coupon code, teamhealthmasters.com. Really the best nutritional supplements out there, I believe, on the planet. That's teamhealthmasters.com. Now, real quick, yesterday, today, and I go by, again, that 48-hour rule, right, 72-hour rule. You know, you've got SCOTUS making certain decisions this week. Just next week, we'll address anything necessary with respect to the SCOTUS rulings. And then, of course, next week, you're going to have the debate. So all of that combined. One thing real quick before I bring Austin on. You're going to see more and more of this, and I just want to alert you to this. There's a purge of Christian conservatives, specifically Christian conservatives. Yes, conservatives, Christian conservatives throughout the entirety of the federal government. And there's also members of the alternative media, and this is inside baseball, I suppose, being put on certain lists for censorship, for attacking, you know, the sponsors. There are surrogates of this current regime in power that are contacting sponsors and saying, look, this person or that person or that show, they're espousing transgender, what would you call it, the racist views, or they're espousing and promoting xenophobia and things like that. It's happening now with greater frequency. So we appreciate your support and the support, too, when you buy Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com. You're helping us as well. So, folks, go to teamhealthmasters.com and use HR5 as a promo code. And then one more thing. You're going to be hearing more about Fauci in the coming days, in the coming weeks. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be hearing more and more about Fauci, and not in a good way either. So with that, I'm going to bring on Austin Brower. He can go anywhere he wants to go in terms of topics. I'm going to let him loose because you know what? I'm tired this week. I think we had a pretty good week. Good show yesterday. Good show the day before. And I want to thank you folks for your support. So, Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. Austin, how are you, sir? Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, my friend. Great to be on the show. Am I pixelating at all? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. You're okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Pixelating real bad.
Oh, no, you're not
pixelating. Sure, can you get good feed? Because I'm pixelating on my end.
You're clear as a bell. Must be the purple sticks, man.
Okay. Something like that. Yeah. I'm trying to get my internet connection here, I guess.
I'll tell you what. The last couple of days, Austin, we've had, yesterday was Steve, and I think one day earlier we had some really bad internet issues. And it seems like more and more, this is happening more and more. Yet, you know, hey, $42.5 billion for connectivity of high-speed internet broadband access by the federal government. Not one household has been hooked up by that money.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, who cares? All right. So go anywhere you want to go, as long as you're not too pixelated for your... if you're okay, go wherever you
want. Yeah, let me know if I need to. I can go move to another room.
No, you're good,
I'm pretty
man.
Pixelated on my end. I can't see anything.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Well, yeah, and get everybody heads up, too. Got the back and stuff.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
That stuff is good stuff. In case you haven't tried that, I'm not a big water drinker. I don't like to drink water, but you mix that with water, I'll drink that. I'll drink a liter of water and feel great too and have a lot of energy. That's like instant energy, the Purple Sticks. That's kind of like my favorite product. That's my,
oh, it is.
My secret product. Go ahead.
We got a bunch of them. We finally got the batch buttoned up, got all of it in stock. It's all in the back. So we caught up on all the pre-orders and everybody's really enjoying the product. It's great. Like you said, better than just drinking soda or energy drinks. Those things are trash for you. They're horrible for your body. This actually feeds your body with proper nutrients and keeps you pretty healthy too. And speaking of healthy, you know, there's been a couple different, you know, changes that have been happening over the last couple weeks now that I've been watching with this whole bird flu, cow flu, whatever plandemic they're trying to come out of the woodwork now with this thing. And what's interesting is the other day, a lot of people saw this, Dr. Robert Redfield, who's the former director of the CDC, came out and said essentially that the next major pandemic will be caused by bird flu. And he quotes, he says, "I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, we'll have a bird flu pandemic." He went on to say here that this is going to have significant mortality rate, probably somewhere between 25 to 50% mortality. I don't even know how they're planning on getting the numbers up that high unless they're just doing insane gain of function research on this already, and it's already spooled up. But what's crazy about this is, you know, they've already been slaughtering. There's an article came out the other day. So over 4 million chickens are going to be slaughtered after essentially bird flu is detected. Another article talking about slaughtering another 1,000 cows that essentially got cow flu now from the mutated bird flu. And what's interesting about this is at the exact same time you're watching this whole thing unfold, it's like they're trying to spool it up. You're watching this election come out, whatever that's going to do in the fall. That's going to be interesting. And at the same time, we've had a massive war on real food, on beef, on organic eggs, on butter, on chicken, all these foods that are staples that are really, really healthy for you and good lean protein. They're telling them they got to keep slaughtering them and slaughtering them and slaughtering them. While at the same time, Bill Gates is coming out with his fake lab-grown meat. You know, they're making these petri dishes, like these little cancerous tumor fake meat tissue. And so this is something to really just be aware of. I've been staying on top of it and watching it just because there's something very ominous about this. When you start seeing the mainstream media say the exact same thing, and they start talking about the exact same topics, and basically now there's an article that just came out I was reading earlier. This is crazy. They're now saying, of course, I expected this. Scientists are testing the RNA bird flu vaccine now. Already got it rolled out, already testing it. They said essentially this new Department of Agriculture is now beginning testing the vaccine developed by the University of Pennsylvania, essentially RNA gene therapy vaccines for bird flu. I said if there's a pandemic, there's going to be a huge demand for these shots. The more different vaccine manufacturers respond to that, the better. So they're going now and starting to test these and go through human trials now. Now, again, this is something that's really bizarre to me because this is really too – it's almost too similar to COVID, except they're getting ahead of the curve now with this RNA gene therapy shot. You know, COVID really didn't get the shot rolling until the end of 2020. They already want to have this RNA shot pretty much rolled out under emergency use authorization before we even have an issue with anything. So it's almost like they're waiting to release this bird flu until they have the vaccine already under emergency use authorization. Again, I'm speculating on that, but this is some really weird stuff that's happening with this. And the fact of the matter is they're pushing it too hard. And they're continually pushing this narrative out there right now, essentially, that this is going to be this deadly, deadly virus. It was interesting, you know, the guy that allegedly died down in Mexico, I was reading about this earlier, from the bird flu. Now the Mexican government's come out and said, dude, he didn't die from bird flu. The guy had like 5 comorbidities. Like, this bird flu did not kill this guy. He was already really sick, already had all these health problems. And so this is the same thing we saw during COVID, where you had all these individuals that were allegedly dying from COVID, and then come to find out they were obese, they had diabetes, they had cancer, they had a whole host of different problems. But again, they monetized and incentivized them with giving the COVID narrative label as the death certificate in order to generate more revenue and get the federal grant. So just something to be aware of with this whole bird flu thing. I personally think everybody just needs to maintain their overall immune system like normal. Stay on your B, stay on your C, stay on your D, and live life. Don't get in fear porn with this. But at the end of the day, also be prepared for stuff that may happen, because there's no question about it. This election coming up in the fall and this crazy circus show that we've seen with these judges now and Trump, Doug, they're definitely going to try to pull something off before November. There's no question about it. Have you seen anything on your radar as far as that maybe popping up next couple months?
You know, have I seen anything? Well, I'll tell you, I've heard a lot of things. The fact that Biden is really incapable of anything really right now. Of course, the media, they don't want you to believe your own eyes. There's a lot of fear, by the upper crust of the left that Biden can't cross the finish line as a winner. So I do believe, have I heard anything? Bits here and there, putting some pieces together. They've got to either kill Trump, put him in prison. Because even, I mean, when I say put him in prison, make sure he can't campaign. And then, of course, any great supporters like Steve Bannon, they're going to have to silence, put him in prison as well. So, you know, bottom line, effectively, brother, I just believe that we're looking at a very, very large potential of a really screwed up Democratic convention, open perhaps, and then possibly something happening to Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Well, I've been hearing very similar stuff as well. I think you're spot on with that, because, you know, and that's why this whole bird flu thing has caught my attention, because it's not coincidentally timed, and they're going to need something to keep the distraction off whatever they try to do to Trump. Because whatever they're going to try to pull off in the fall, they're going to need to keep people distracted, whether it's the bird flu, whether it's something else they have going on. And the easiest way to do that is make people terrified to go outside again, make people terrified to eat healthy foods, make people terrified to be around one another. And that's how they pulled the mail-in ballot debacle back in 2020. And so, yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen with this. But, yeah, you're spot on. I don't know what's gonna be happening as far as with Trump over here, but they're definitely going to try to silence everything. The media has been going, I mean, as far as just ape crap, crazy now. I mean, they bring the press secretary out the other day, and she literally is telling everyone, the videos you see of Biden falling over, the videos of you see him standing there staring at the sky and Obama has to hold his hand, the videos you see of him crouching down and crapping his pants, those are all AI fake-generated Republican videos. They're not real. None of it's real. Nothing you see is real. Nothing you hear is real. It's all fake news now. And I'm sitting there like, dude, when you want to talk about desperate, Doug, when you have to start resorting to the fact of telling the general population that the videos you see of Biden being a bumbling buffoon are now AI and they're fake videos, and the only thing that's real is whatever we tell you here at the Ministry of Truth at the Biden administration. I mean, golly, dude, I saw that the other day with her, and I just shook my head, and I'm like, boy, these guys are getting desperate. Like, real desperate to try to keep this narrative covered up, man.
You know, I don't know if I can't remember if it was a Federalist. I'm looking here. There was an article about 15 things that were going on with 15 large Orwellian lies. Okay, George Orwell, 1984. And the big one, of course, was, you know, you cannot believe your eyes. And that's what they're telling us. The cheap fakes is what they're being called by the lesbian press secretary. I don't care what anyone says. And I addressed this earlier or midweek, I think. What happened with Biden on stage when he froze for 8 solid seconds and Obama had to grab him like a toddler.
Literally.
That was a power move. And I suspect that was done intentionally because Obama could have taken a step and a half in his direction and handled that a little bit differently. This was, to me, And I think it's not because I heard it from other people, but I agree with the others who are saying that this is a move to show dominance, but also to show the feeble nature of Biden so he can be replaced and will be replaced. Again, you know, because he cannot win. His policies can't win. But to your point, and then I'm going to shut up, I cannot believe the gaslighting of the I can believe it. The amount of gaslighting by the leftist media, the scumbags like Nicole Wallace, the scumbags like the Brian Stelders, the scumbags like Joseph, Morning Joe and Mika, all of these scumbags, all of these pieces of crap who are telling Americans that, hey, everything's fine, don't worry about it. Hollywood doing the same thing. My ass is all right. We are in a nation in distress. We are a nation in distress. And we are right now facing some very serious consequences. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're spot on with that, man. And that's the thing, what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep people subdued as long as they possibly can to keep them simply subservient and compliant. They know once this thing goes sideways and everybody realizes what's really happening, it's going to be nasty, man. The streets are going to get nasty. Major cities are going to get really rough. And a lot of people are really starting to question everything we're being told now. And this is a crazy article that just came out. Now, this is out of Kansas. And this just came out with the attorney general from Kansas has filed a massive lawsuit on Pfizer for misleading the public. The lawsuit is seeking damages, a declaration that Pfizer violated agreements with the state. Now, what's interesting about this is I've seen a lot of individuals and different companies try to go after Pfizer and suing them essentially for what's happened with the shot. And the problem is they've been primarily protected under the PREP Act, which was put into place during COVID so that there was no consequences essentially for Pfizer. Didn't matter what happened with the shot of emergency use authorization. Didn't matter if you injected the first person with it and they dropped on the floor and died. Pfizer said, sorry, not my problem. I'm protected under the PREP Act. Well, the only caveat of that PREP Act, as far as it pretty much doesn't allow them to stay under that umbrella, is the fact if they knowingly and willfully committed fraud. And what's happened is now, this is what's getting brought up by this attorney general. They said that Pfizer, on April 1st, 2021, said that there were no serious safety concerns through up to 6 months following the second dose of the vaccine. But documents that have been made public now and have basically been turned in with this lawsuit show Pfizer's adverse event database, which included reported issues following vaccination from around the world, contained 158,893 adverse events as of February 28, 2021. That vaccine had only been out 2.5 months, and they already had documented proof that it had 158,000 serious adverse events. And they said Pfizer's representation that its COVID vaccine did not have any safety concerns was inconsistent with the adverse data it possessed. The suit stated the Pfizer concealed, suppressed, and omitted material facts it possessed showing significant safety concerns associated with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. That was from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. The suit also highlights how Pfizer, in the same press release, claimed that the vaccinated trial participants enjoyed a 91.3% protection against COVID. Essentially, protected you against COVID, protected you from spreading COVID, protected you from everything from COVID. And then later on, the documentation found out there was no protection against COVID whatsoever. There was a mild increase in your immune response if you were exposed to COVID, and essentially you recovered from it faster. Didn't stop you from getting it. It didn't stop you from transmitting it. It didn't stop you from being hospitalized with it. It did nothing. In most cases, it made people unbelievably sick and made them start producing spike proteins and stay perpetually sick under COVID. And so what's crazy about this now, you see these parallels with what happened. I don't know anybody in the right mind after what we've seen now with this information, with Pfizer and the lies and the manipulation they exhibited, and anybody that would even remotely consider getting an RNA shot for the bird flu, I don't know how they're going to pull this off to try to get people to take this shot. I really don't, because I think majority of people, and that's one thing that I'm going to watch about this, and I'm going to keep you know, basically digging into this lawsuit, is that if this actually comes to fruition and they win this lawsuit, it is going to be all hell to pay for Pfizer, because once this stuff goes viral mainstream and everybody starts realizing that Pfizer not only lied to everyone about the safety of the shot, they lied to everyone about the efficacy of the shot and it actually working, you're going to have some people that are going to be pretty mad, even though majority of people already know this to be facts. When you start seeing it in a settlement, in a lawsuit that's setting a precedent, that's a whole other story now. And what's crazy about this...
I think, not to over-talk you, but I believe an element of that, that kind of opened the door for that, was the Ninth Circuit court ruling that, hey, this is a treatment, not a vaccine. Therefore, it's open season. And that, in addition to the to what you mentioned, plus additional documentation that has been ruled that, you know, hey, we can keep it for 18 months. You're not going to see it until, 2026? So all of this combined should make the people out there, by the way, to the mask Nazis, to the shot Nazis, to my former doctor, you can kiss my ass, okay? And I really hope that you get what's coming to you, because I'll tell you something. All right, you've killed a lot of people, and you've hurt a lot of people. Go ahead, sir.
No, it's been grueling, man. The side effects and the people that have been maimed from the shot, the children, the pregnant women, men, kids, teenagers, all across the globe. This shot has been horrific for the general population, and we're just seeing the beginning phases of side effects from the shot. You know, what we see now with sterility going on in the future, what we see with turbo cancers, what we're seeing now with all these cardiovascular problems in young adults and adolescents. This stuff is just warming up with the shot. It just keeps getting worse. And so, yeah, this thing, I mean, this suit's got to go through, because what they're going to try to pull something to cover this up. I was talking to Steve, main sales manager here at the office earlier, and he said, he goes, they're going to have to try to do something to cover up this Pfizer lawsuit. And I said, and that's what we were talking about, the bird flu. And he said, isn't it ironic that they're literally using PCR tests now on animals to test them for bird flu? We're literally starting this all over again with this PCR test that never isolated any COVID virus. And we're now saying we're going to use it for the bird flu and start testing all these animals. And essentially, if these animals test positive, then we've got to euthanize all of them because they've got to die immediately. And now we're finding out more and more that majority of these animals, cows, chickens alike, when they get it, they can't recover from it. Not too bad. And so, again, now the PCR test is rolling out for the bird flu. Now this documentation is coming out, 69-page lawsuit against Pfizer from Kansas. They're going to do everything they can to try to bury this story and bury this out. That's why I wanted to bring it up on the shows. It just came out the other day. The suit just got filed. Because stuff like this, people have to hear the truth of what's going on. Because everybody, that's the thing that made me so mad during COVID, is that everybody has a right to hear the truth and make your own decision. You can make whatever decision you want. I'm not going to tell you what you have to do. That's not my place to tell you what to do. But everybody has a right to informed consent, to know what they're getting into with a topic, with an experimental injection, with a drug, with a treatment. You have a right to know all the facts about it and make your own decision. And that's the part that pissed me off so bad during COVID, when they came out with the shot and they told everybody, safe and effective, nothing to see here. We're not releasing the documents. We're going to roll them out over the next 75 years. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Get your shot. And that right there was the biggest thing. If they would have come out with this information and come out like, yeah, it causes myocarditis. It causes basically, you know, premature ovarian failure. It causes all types of issues as far as with spontaneous abortions. It causes all these problems. But, you know, it might possibly reduce your symptoms of COVID if you get it, maybe, kind of. Give it a shot. Everybody would be like, hell no, bro. I'm not doing that. You can put that shot somewhere else. So again, this is why it's so important to do your own research and never rush into anything when it comes to medical treatments, in my opinion. Because at the end of the day, you see what's happened now. A lot of this stuff, it could have been prevented if people just said no and pushed back. That's why I helped so many people that were in the medical community down here in Florida, as far as with, you know, I have a strongly held religious belief and get a religious exemption, get the shot. I didn't know anybody that was fired. I've read about people that have been fired even after religious exemption. And now they've all pretty much won lawsuits now against these corporations that tried to terminate them because they didn't want to get the shot. But that's what it comes down to, is as a man or as a woman, either one, you've got to take a stand at a certain point in time. At some point in your life, you're going to have a line that's put in front of you. You're going to have to decide, am I going to step over this line? Am I going to hold this line? Am I going to compromise this line? What am I going to do? And you've got to find out where your basically lines are at and what your true beliefs are. And that's why it's really important to think about this stuff, talk about this stuff, and do your research on this stuff before it gets to your front door. So you already have an educated decision. You go, hey, listen, I know this isn't very healthy. I'm not going to go along with it. Nothing you say will make me comply with this. And that's where you stand your line on it. Because too many people, I think, nowadays just frivolously bounce around and don't ever have any true self-reflection and understanding of, hey, should I do this? Should I not do this? Is this good? Is this bad? And they just pretty much wander around. So when something like this arises, they really don't have any, they're not fundamental in German. They don't have any stance. They don't have any push behind it. And so again, something I want to bring up on here, but this is going to be pretty interesting to watch this Kansas lawsuit. If this thing really, really pushes forward, which right now they've got some pretty doggone good evidence that Pfizer is criminal again. I mean, how many fines they've got wrapped up in? What, 40 or 50 different fines now over the last, like, 30 years?
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's well into the double digits, indeed. Folks, my guest, of course, Austin Brower, TeamHealthMasters.com. That's TeamHealthMasters.com. He's got a – by the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, bookmark TeamHealthMasters.com. And while you're there, make sure you listen to the radio show that him and his dad does on a daily basis, and it's also broadcast on Sunday as well. Folks, go to TeamHealthMasters.com, and when you create an account there, and when you order your supplements from there, use HR5 as a promo code, and that'll probably end on Monday, so that gives you the incentive to get what you need right now. Purple Sticks back in stock, one of my favorite products, I'll tell you what. I'm like a kid. That's how my wife gets me to drink water. I'm telling you. But the best, really, the best nutritional supplements on the planet, that's TeamHealthMasters.com, HR5 promo code between now and, maybe Monday night. I don't know. Hey, order now. And you know, because, look, you need to be healthy for what's coming. And you're right on this. Look, I don't know. How are they planning for this disease X, you know, or is the bird flu disease X? The bird flu has been around forever. I mean, all flu really comes from all strains of flu comes from. I was talking to a doctor. All flu is really bird flu. It's just different strains, variations, right? I mean, so anyway. The last thing I wanted to just mention, I don't know whether you caught this. The other night I watched the entirety of, I think it's 2.5 hours of the Senate subcommittee on the origins of COVID. And I'll tell you, Josh Hawley lit up one of the witnesses. Just went scorched earth on the guy. It was a pleasure to see, but the fact is, I don't think we're going to see anybody, jail jewelry, doing the perp walk. I don't know. I don't have faith in.
I don't either. I think majority of us have pretty much lost faith in our legal system, man. I mean, just what we watched with this clown show with the Trump court and, you know, I mean, the 34 felonies or whatever, I mean, deliberating for 9 hours and all of a sudden they have a, you know, full guilty panel all across the board. I mean, when you start seeing this kind of stuff, you start realizing that, I mean, all it takes, you got to manipulate certain aspects of the jury, aspects of the judges. You can pretty much control anything you want. The government itself is never going to admit any wrongdoing or any idea or understanding of the origins of COVID. They're never going to fully admit it. They're never going to do it. They're full throttle into it, man. They're all the way in. They can't come out the throttle now. Now, lawsuits like this one with Kansas, to Pfizer and so forth, these may actually be pretty productive. They may actually go somewhere. But as far as, you know, the subcommittees, man, we already know where this stuff came from. We already know they've been brewing this stuff up in a lab at Fort Detrick. We already know they've been playing with this thing for years. That's why they had that event 201 ready to go in 2019 to test and see what they thought was going to happen when the pandemic was released. I mean, when you start looking at all the boxes and everything starts getting checked, you start realizing, yep, this whole thing was set up from the beginning and they knew exactly what they were doing from the start. And that's why, like I said, it was too good of a playbook not to run this playback again. And that's why I think they're spooling something up with bird flu. And that's why I keep telling everybody, don't be scared of this stupid stuff that they keep telling you in fear porn. Just keep your body strong. Make sure your D3 levels are where they need to be, especially if you get blood work done. Vitamin C every single day, the zinc glycinate. Those three right there, a standalone, are perfect to keep your immune system strong. So when you do get exposed to something, usually you can bounce bounce back out of it pretty quick. So again, just don't live in a state of fear. Just stay prepared on stuff, because I know a lot of people, I had somebody the other day, they were asking me about food again. So a lot of people always ask me about stored food buckets. I talk about the organic ones and the meat ones. I'm like, if you want them, grab them. If you got them. If you don't, don't. If you want them, canned foods from the store, just get something. If you don't want to buy it from me, just get something. You know, I got the organic ones that taste good, but get something. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, history repeats itself. And we've seen too many times throughout history when stuff starts going sideways, supply lines always stop, which resulted in COVID. Things start getting short in the stores, and people not starting, they don't start, and they stop having access to certain main things. And one of the biggest things you can do to be resilient and not be a peasant when something happens is making sure you got adequate food stored up, so you don't have to be that guy that's running to Walmart or something when everything's going sideways and buying up all the toilet paper. Like that stuff. I still didn't understand like who started that, because it was obviously follow the follower. But I was like, who is the individual who came in there and bought, you know, like 18 cases of toilet paper, and somebody took a video that everybody started doing across the country? I was like, that. But that right there was a perfect, you know, psychological example of, you know, what happens in society when people think they need something, they see other people buying it, and they panic buy. And I mean, that was still so bizarre to me. I still look back at that, and I'm like, we had a shortage of toilet paper during COVID. That was very odd times, odd time to be alive.
You know, I think it was in 1973, 1974, Johnny Carson made a joke about a toilet paper shortage. And the following day, people in mass went out and purchased toilet paper. And it did, to the point where stores were limiting, much like COVID, and it was a joke. Okay, so but that tells you something about the mindset of people. So you're right. And by the way, your food buckets, and I'll just tell people this, okay, if I order long-term storable food, yeah, I've got to try it. I got to try it before I'll order one can, all right, the smallest can I can get, whatever it is. Okay, so I can just say this. Your organic food tastes a heck of a lot better than anything I've tasted, okay?
Oh, it does. And it doesn't have a bunch of crap in it.
Nah, man. I'll just say it. I like it better, and I don't want to be eating cardboard or something that tastes like cardboard.
Well, and the thing too, Doug, that a lot of people, and I've tried to convey this to people as far as when they're looking at food, is, you know, people go, calories are calories. And I'm like, man, that ain't the case. You know, I remember I was at Costco a few years back, and they had these specials on these buckets, and they were food buckets. They're like 10 or 15,000 calorie buckets, which is a pretty substantial amount of food. And they were like on sale for like $99 a bucket. And I was like, holy crap, dude, like 15, 20,000 calories, whatever it was, for like $100. I was like, dude, that is insanely cheap. Like, what are they putting in this? And sure enough, I looked on the back, and it was like potato flakes with high fructose corn syrup with maltodextrin with corn solids. Like, it was literally stuff that you wouldn't even put in high-quality dog food. And you could tell by the ingredient list, it was the overflow and extra batch of basically preservatives and additives that they put in a lot of other food. And they literally just threw it into a mix. Oh, you got potato soup, you got this macaroni, you got this. And I mean, it was like three or four different foods. That was it. And it was so cheap. The ingredient list boggled my mind. I remember, I think Dad was with me, and I showed him. I said, dude, look at this stuff. And he looks at me, he's like, I wouldn't even feed your dog that, Austin. I'm like, I wouldn't either. This is horrible. And that's the thing people got to remember is, you know, just because you got some backup food, you don't want to feel like a straight up, you know, retard if you get hungry in a situation. You got to have your mental acuity up. You got to have your energy up. You got to have your mitochondria functioning. You got to be able to recover. You can't sit there after 2 or 3 days of eating that sludge and go, dude, I feel horrible. I can't even walk around outside. I got so much junk in my gut right now. I'm all inflamed. I'm nauseous. I don't have good mental acuity. I'm not sharp on my edge. Because here's the truth. If you're actually eating these buckets for real food, more than likely there's some crap going on, Doug. You probably want to be feeling as good as you can and sharp as a razor, not running around all cloudy because you're eating basically cheap dog food in these cheap buckets.
Amen to that.
Yeah. High quality, man. If you're going to spend the money on it, spend the money on it. If you don't want to buy a bucket, at least buy canned food. It's just a little bit more convenient. So that's my take on it. But I want to bring that up because I had somebody ask me about it the other day, and I was like, yeah, this, make sure you're getting some high quality stuff, dude.
And you know, you get what you pay for, too. Okay.
You do.
You really do. I know people are saying, well, I can't afford the supplement. I can't afford too expensive. I can't afford the food. You know what? Then do something else, but just do something. Okay. You know, but I'll tell you what, for those people who are able to, I can't think of a better place for your money than your health. I just can't, because without your health, what's that old saying? If you're without your health, you're nothing. Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com. That's where to go. HR5 is a coupon code. So a lot of stuff going on. What's your thought? I'm going to defer to you on whatever topic you want to address now. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, back as far as the health standpoint, one quick aspect that I always tell people is, you know, if you want to be a formidable defense, if you want to be able to defend your family and your country, you've got to be feeling good. Everybody's had the flu before, they've been sick or been run down, and you're laying on the couch and you're just passed out, you don't want to get up, you're exhausted. If you feel like that, how are you possibly going to function properly to be the best defense the structure that your family has? You can't be. So again, your health is one of the most valuable assets. That's why it's so important to maintain your health. And if you need a good kick in the pants, the Purple Sticks definitely do fantastic with getting you a nice little bump of energy, about 105 milligrams total of caffeine per packet. Nothing crazy, but will give you a nice little kick and really keep you flat, too. It doesn't give you a huge spike and then crash. It gives you really good sustained energy for a while, and you feel good, and then you just kind of level back out. And then sometimes people take a second in the afternoon. I know Dad sometimes takes a third one. I don't take that much of them. I don't need it. But they definitely work. And so, yeah, I mean, right now it's really important. I've been conveying this to a lot of my listeners, a lot of my friends, that everybody really stay educated on certain topics, whether it be what's going on with, you know, political stuff, but that's all theater. But when it comes to health, when it comes to news, when it comes to truth, when it comes to defense, because the other day, like I said, I brought it up earlier, when I saw that moron of a press secretary that we have come out and start saying that nothing you see is real, essentially, with Biden, it's all fake. It's all fake from Republicans. Nothing's going on with him whatsoever. He's not falling over. He's not crapping himself. Nothing's happening. I realize that at this point in time, they are so desperate, they will do anything they can to lie, to control the narrative as best they possibly can. And if that means bringing another bird flu out, if that means continually throwing stuff in our face, if that means telling us there is no crisis in the southern border, well, we got millions of military-age men come across the border from other countries that don't even look like they want to be here. They look like they're ready to fight here. And that's one thing, you know, my buddy who used to be a defense contractor and used to be an airborne ranger, he worked with GRS as well. And he told me, he said, these guys, most of them, he said, what they're doing is the first phase. He goes, they're doing reconnaissance and intel. They're looking at a lot of areas of the United States. They're basically reporting back. They're getting intel. They're monitoring things. Why do you think they're all getting a cell phone and a prepaid card as soon as they get here? No other country in the world does that. You show up illegally at somebody's border in another country, and they go, oh, my God, you showed up to our country illegally. Please come in. Here's an iPhone. Here's a debit card. Have fun. Enjoy. Nobody does that anywhere else in the world except Europe, because they're doing the same crap we are. And so what's crazy is it's clear when you start seeing that, obviously there's an agenda. Obviously, they want these people incentivized here, and it's essentially happening. They're bringing in mercenaries. They're paying them. They're giving them communications. They're giving them comms, and they're saying, listen, tell us what's this going on here. Tell us what's going on here. And I'm down here in Florida. It is the most bizarre. I've never witnessed in my life. I've lived here my whole life, and I've never seen what we're seeing now with an influx of individuals from South America that don't even speak English, that are buying $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 houses, and they never go to work. Never seen this in my life down here in Florida. It's the most bizarre thing in these subdivisions. Nobody's ever at work. Everybody's around, just walking around. Cars are there. They're at the pool all day. Subdivision right down the road. We talked about it before. And they're pretty nice houses. You can't find anybody to talk to. Nobody will talk to me. Nobody speaks English. And I'm like, where did people come from? And you start realizing there's a big agenda that's coming around the corner, man. And a lot of people better start getting prepped up for this, because when it starts happening, my opinion, It's going to start happening real fast, and it's going to be a multifaceted hit. You're going to see multiple things happen at one time, whether it be what's going on with the election, whether it's bird flu. You're going to see multiple factions of it because they're going to have to keep people distracted from what's really going on behind the scenes. That's just my opinion on this.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind you on that. I do believe there is an agenda behind well past voting. And even I will say this, I do believe that there is a replacement of the white Christian European stock in this country. That is, I don't think that can be debated. People will call me names for saying that. But I also believe there's a more nefarious component to this where there are Chinese nationals. There are gang members from El Salvador. Well, look, I heard this phrase, an atrocity an hour. That's what's taking place right now, I believe. You look at New York City, where I think a 13-year-old this week was raped in broad daylight with a machete to her throat. You're hearing about this over and over and over and over again. And this is destabilizing to our country. And,
yeah, it is.
But that to me is the objective here. Again, here we are, and you've got the most consequential election. You know, and I, at this point, look, man, Trump's got some problems, okay? I agree. He's got some issues that I don't agree 100% with Donald Trump. However, from the pool of candidates, I got to tell you, if you vote for anyone else but Trump, you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're an imbecile. Because that's my
The problem is they've given us no option with it. That's the only option to go with right now. Everybody's stuck in a hole between a rock and a hard place. And you nailed it. You talked about with these atrocities that are happening. The stuff that you're hearing happening now in the United States in, like, upscale major cities now, even in nice cities that aren't even that heavily in crime, you're seeing and hearing stuff that you only heard about, you know, third world countries that basically just lawlessness. I mean, that Lake and Riley girl from Athens, Georgia, you know, the nursing student running around the campus 4 in the afternoon, broad daylight, ambushed by this predator from Venezuela that was illegal, already been arrested twice, arrested in New York, had a warrant out for him, arrested again, released again, and runs up on Lake and Riley, and this poor girl, I mean, my condolences to the family, because I'd go insane, man. I'd do everything in my power to find out where this guy was before he got arrested. And, I mean, goes up behind her, you know, knocks her out, drags her in the woods, beats her to death with a rock. It walks off. Animals, bro.
Well,
animals.
People are beginning to. I don't know whether you saw this. People are beginning to fight back. I am 100% in favor of fighting back. To give you an example of my mindset, and I'm not advocating this, but I can relate to Death Wish, the Death Wish series back in the 70s. I can relate to that, where Charles Bronson as Paul Kersey, his family gets brutally, his wife gets killed, and his daughter brutalized, raped, and ultimately killed. And then him fighting back.
Yep.
And it was funny because, you know, although a fictional story, if people recall the New York City, the five boroughs back, specifically Brooklyn and that. But anyway, if people recall that, it was really a crime filled city. And in the series of movies, the first one in particular, the crime wave went down and people started to fight back. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why we have to stick together. And I'll tell you something. I know you, because you do the same thing. If you saw somebody getting assaulted in broad daylight or at night, illegal or not, you would intervene, as I would.
Oh, absolutely. So, as you would, too.
Yeah, and I think that's what we need to do. We need to start standing up. But what I'd like to do is, prior to that, not have to do that. Make sure, because when they come here, they bring their here, and here becomes there. So that's a bad thing.
Well, and that's why I tell people so much. I'm like, dude, you've got to be trained. You cannot just go and grab a pistol from a gun store and stuff in your pants and think you're all of a sudden John Wick. You've got to operate with your weapons, man. You need to learn hand-to-hand combat. You need to learn jiu-jitsu. You need to know what it feels like to get on the ground with somebody. You know, it's really important, man, because the way this thing is going right now, I wish we had the luxury of living in a Pollyanna world where we could pretend that this isn't happening and we don't have to operate like that. But that's not the case anymore. It is happening. It's coming towards us. A wise man sees calamity coming towards him and he gets prepared. This is what we're watching right now. And that's why I tell everybody, get prepared. Make sure your immune system's on point. Make sure your body's functioning. If you need to lose 40 or 50 pounds and get back in shape again, why not start today? Why wait till tomorrow? I tell people that all the time with your health. The health is one of your easiest things to do, and it's also one of the hardest things for some people to do because so many people go, oh, well, I'm waiting till New Year's resolution. Or I'm going to wait till next month. Why not today? Why not, instead of eating that ice cream and getting that dopamine release tonight, how about you eat some chicken and rice? You know, start eating clean today. Instead of waiting till tomorrow to go to the gym, how about as soon as you get home, drop down and pump out as many push-ups as you can, as many sit-ups as you can, as many bodyweight squats as you can, until you basically are out of breath. Right there. Bam. Done. Just starting that right there and starting to do that every single day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till tonight. Heck, you can do it in your office if you can get away with it. I tell people that all the time because there is a point in time now as an American patriot, we do not have the luxury of living in soft times anymore. Those times are over with, and I'm not trying to be negative to anybody, but everybody needs to realize those times are long gone. They don't exist anymore. We are now about to go into a very, very aggressive, dark time in the United States, and that's why I always try to remind people is ideals are peaceful, but history is violent. Everybody wants to have these concepts and these ideals. Well, this would be nice for this. This would be, okay, that's cool. It's great. They're peaceful. History is violent. It always has been. It always will be. There's no reason to sugarcoat it. And so, again, keep your body strong. Keep your mind strong. Keep your defenses strong. And continue to get the truth out there and encourage others to do the same. And stay stocked up on what you need to maintain your health. Because if they release some crap like they're talking about, some bird flu thing or something, I'm telling you right now, they're going to do everything they can to try to control the population and control the propaganda to make people believe something is bigger than it is, as we already witnessed during COVID. All you got to do is rewind the tables and watch the old plays, and you'll figure out exactly what they're about to do next, Doug. It's not hard to figure out.
No, and yeah, history is replete with examples, especially at this point in our history. Now we've got, let's see here, about 14, 15 minutes left of the show. Folks, before I go any further, again, Team Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com. Make sure you note that new website, teamhealthmasters.com.
Now we still do have the old website. It's still up and operational.
Okay.
Still, if people want to go to it, I recommend using the new website. It's way faster. It's way easier. It's way more updated. I put a lot of work into this thing for months getting it going. But if there's some odd reason you don't want to do it, HR5 will still be active on the old website as well at healthmasters.com. And even if you go to the old website, we have a big block link on the old website that will take you right to the new website. So you can go back and forth if you'd like, either which way. Whatever makes it easier for everybody. I just want people to have the easiest access they can to top quality supplements and being able to get the truth out there every single day. That's why we got the articles. We got the podcasts that we do every single day. It's really, really important that everybody starts pitching in and working together and getting information out there, because that's the thing. You get me and Ted say something, you say something, Doug, and people forward that to 10 people, those 10 people forward it to 10 people. That information, that's how it spreads and that's how stuff goes viral, and that's what we have to start doing right now, because there's an information war unlike the likes we've ever witnessed before, in my opinion, since maybe World War II. The level of propaganda and lies that we're watching since COVID has become so insane that I think a lot of people now are really realizing it's that time. It's really that time to start getting proactive and getting engaged and getting involved with stuff as much as possible.
100%. And I sent real quick, I sent Eric the Tech a link this week. I don't know, yesterday, the day before, 2 days ago, three, whatever it was, sometime this week. And I've heard other talk show hosts talk about this. And I think it was, I don't even know who was talking about this, but 15 times 2024 was Orwell's 1984. And there it is right there. What you just said, All right. If you, Eric, if you scroll down, don't believe your own eyes. One.
Look at that.
You know, the party told you to reject evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command.
Wow.
You know, and then there's an example of that saying, of course, Sean Davis saying the deliberate dishonesty on display. Here from the regime is absolutely insane. Biden is a vegetable, and people know this, but yet, isn't that funny? They say, oh, no, it's a cheap fake. And then the next one, endless wars. We're facing that right now. And the next one, separating babies from mothers at birth. This has been going on, really, in the eugenics world. And, folks, I would urge you to read this article from earlier in the week. Hatred of purity and goodness is on there, too. I mean, all you have to do is look at the, decency is on the ballot, according to Joe Biden, and see what the hell's going on at the White House. Again, my guest is Austin Brewer, teamhealthmasters.com, as well as Health Masters, but teamhealthmasters.com. I like the, and I'm an old school guy. I don't like change, okay? I got to tell you, the new website to me is easier to use. It's just me.
No, I appreciate it, Doug. That was the overall goal. It needed an update. We needed to do a lot of stuff that people are asking for. We have the auto ship, so you can set up and get anything shipped to you pretty much once a month, 5% off on auto ships on there. We've got a lot of cool little add-ons that we've been doing. And, that was the goal, to make it easier. I mean, it was time to grow up and do a new website. The other one had been old, and we'd been putting it off. And during COVID, we were so busy trying to basically keep inventory in stock, website wasn't really top priority, and now I decided to make it a priority on there. So again, I appreciate the feedback from all your listeners and our customers. You guys can email us on there as well in the contact form. You can call us up, leave us order comments on anything, give us updates on what you guys think, because we're here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. Because like I said, as the website says, it's Team Health Masters, man. We couldn't do this without y'all, and we couldn't do this in general in a country that's starting to show some very massive signs of deterioration. Nobody can just be a lone wolf. Everybody's got to be able to have groups they can work together in communities and individuals that they can rely on and work with and train with. Because at the end of the day, that's how we're going to continue to keep the truth out. And that's how we're going to continue to keep raising little Americans the best we possibly can. Because there's a war on for these kids right now, man.
Okay. Let me ask you your thoughts. And again, it's up to you how or if you choose to answer this. What do you think the chances are, first of all, next week, the debate, what do you think the chances are? Number one, do you think there will be a debate, presidential debate? Number two, if so, who do you think is going to be the winner? Not according to the news, but according to our own eyes and ears. And thirdly, from that, if Biden falls flat, do you believe that they're going to try to replace him? What are your thoughts?
There's a couple different concepts. There's also a theory that, they may bring a body double out there. They've done that multiple times now with certain presidencies throughout the world. They may bring somebody out there that basically is going to be halfway coherent. I don't think the real, actual Joe Biden has a snowball's chance in hell of actually having any type of debate. I mean, the dude literally can barely talk, he can barely walk, he can barely go upstairs, and they're going to put him on a stage and basically debate. He's either A, going to be so many amphetamine cocktails that he's going to be just wide open until he crashes, or B, they're going to have a body double up there that's going to be doing something, they're going to be feeding him information. I don't know, but quite frankly, the theater that's getting so crazy now, they're going to have to do something, because they got to keep the theater going. They've got to keep the bread and circus for the masses alive, and they've got to continue to keep enough lies out there to make people actually think Biden's a contender. The fact that they're still pushing this and they're actually pretending like he could be a president, even though he's not a president, he doesn't do anything, they're trying to act like he still is, boggles my mind. But again, it shows you what they're trying to do with the agenda and why they're trying to come in and make sure everybody essentially is believing the lie the best they possibly can tell it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting with this whole debate thing, like I said, but something's going to happen. Something's going to be odd about it. You already know that.
Okay. Next question. Jail or no jail when President Donald John Trump is sentenced in New York? Probation with strict restrictions or Rikers Island for him? Your thoughts?
Man, that's a tough one, dude. I see, the problem is if they try to send him to jail, dude, they're going to martyr him, bro. I mean, the entire United States is going to come unglued as far as they do this. I don't know if they're going to do it. I think they're going to try to keep the theater show going to basically keep that left and right paradigm. They're probably going to do some type of, you know, not house arrest, like an ankle bracelet or ankle monitor or something. They'll do something to basically humiliate him, but I don't think they're going to straight throw him at a federal penitentiary. I don't think they're going to do that. It's just my opinion on it. If they do, man, it's going to be chaotic, bro. It's going to be chaotic.
Yeah, I you know, if one last question on this. If President Trump is incarcerated, I'm not talking about confined to home. Okay, I'll toss that in there too. Whereas he cannot campaign, but if he's actually sent to a prison, in the same fashion as Navarro or perhaps Biden or Bannon, what do you think the reaction of the people would be? When I ask that, I'm asking, will there be any uprising by the right and saying, hey, this is BS and, you know, we're coming after you?
Yeah, I personally think you got some really hard right guys that are gonna pop off. I think that's going to be the kind of the line of the sand. Dude, we've never incarcerated a president before the United States.
Exactly.
I mean, this is so far-fetched. This is so stupid. And so, I mean, if they actually sent him to a federal penitentiary, what does that even look like? Secret Service is going to be with him in prison.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you got me.
This is stupid. The whole thing's stupid. And so it's like, you know, yeah, if they actually try to pull that card, I think you're going to see some hard right boys that are going to pop off. I personally do. And that may be what they're going for. That may be what the banker boys' overall agenda is, because that way that gives them their catalyst to basically talk about the right uprising, the right-wing extremists that are basically attacking the United States and we're starting a civil war because they're incarcerating a felon, Donald Trump, president. I mean, the whole thing is so unprecedented. It's bizarre. The same thing, like, send a 30-man FBI SWAT team to Mar-a-Lago to go look for documents. They could easily show up with two or three FBI agents. Hey, guys, we got a warrant. We're coming in. We're going to walk around. We're going to look some stuff. We'll be respectful. That's it. They'd have to come in with a full fire team. They had a full medic kit with them, full medic team with them. I mean, they came with a full FBI SWAT team. That was insane.
Yeah, and Julie Kelly on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, has done a great job, along with her Substack, of revealing everything behind that raid.
Folks, yeah.
The intent was to cause, I believe, now I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I believe the intent was to maybe cause a dust-up where there was an incident. Okay.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, folks, teamhealthmasters.com or healthmasters.com for the old site, teamhealthmasters.com for the new site, which I prefer, HR5 coupon code, about 2.5 minutes left. You get the final word, even though I know you're exhausted, dead on your butt exhausted, because you work 24/7. And you just, you know, you did a show today, and I'll tell you what, it's something. So you get the last word.
Oh, man, we always sleep tomorrow. That's what I always say. I got too much stuff to do today. We can sleep tomorrow. It goes back to what I was saying earlier, man. I think everybody really needs to come to grips with the reality that there's going to be some very, very big chaos that's going to ensue this year. That's not being negative. That's not fear porn. That's just looking at a garden of weeds and saying, who is a garden of weeds? What are we going to do? We're going to pull the weeds up, do the best we can, get prepared. That's the best option to do right now, because like you just said earlier, with this whole thing with Trump, this theater show that's been going on, with what they're doing with Biden, with what they're doing with the bird flu, here's the problem. If they roll this whole bird flu thing out to distract everybody from the election, from Trump and what's going on, you know they're going to start the propaganda again as far as with the shots. That they're already rolling out RNA gene therapy bird flu shots, which means they're going to have these shots in the vial, ready for the syringe, as soon as the media comes out with the bird flu. And I can guarantee you, this shot is probably going to be worse than the COVID shot, because they've had enough beta testing now to see what works and what doesn't work from a health standpoint, from a self standpoint, and from a long-term safety standpoint, or should I say, long-term side effects standpoint. So again, keep your mind on, keep your head on, keep your supplements in your body, keep your vitamin C, your D, and your zinc top tier. Run the purple sticks if you need to when you're training, but get in shape, stay strong. Because it's going to be a wild ride this year, Doug.
Man, I'll tell you what, 2024 is indeed the 1984 we've been waiting for. It's so ridiculous how things are playing out. So, yes, I would urge everyone right now, as the show is ending, go to teamhealthmasters.com, use HR5 as a promo code, but order the supplements. Order them now. And, hey, food buckets and durable items, including, like, water distillers and such. Great stuff, all of them.
Yes.
And I thank you. Thank you very much for being part of this show. Thank you for supporting this broadcast. And
yes, sir. Great being on the show as always, my friend.
Hey, brother, you take it easy. You tell your dad I said hello and your entire family. And I hope you had a great Father's Day. Great father there.
I did. I had a really good day, actually. It was chill with the kids.
That's great. I sat and chill with my dog for the morning. It was a fun time. All right. Take care, brother.
Talk to you later, my friend.
See you later. Folks, Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com.